The United States has been continuously engaged in or mobilized for war since 1941. Using statistics compiled by the Federation of American Scientists, Gore Vidal has listed 201 overseas military operations between the end of World War II and September 11, 2001, in which the United States struck the first blow. Among these, a typical example was Operation Urgent Fury in 1983, Reagan's attack on the island of Grenada, a month-long caper that General Alexander M. Haig disloyally said could have been handled more efficiently by the Provincetown Police Department. Excluding minor military operations, Drexel University historian and political scientist Michael Sullivan counts only invasions, interventions, and regime changes since World War II, and comes up with 30 bloody, often clandestine American wars from Greece, 1947 to 49, to Yugoslavia, 1995 and 1999. Neither of these compilations included the wars in Afghanistan, 2001 to present, and Iraq, 2003 to present. It should be noted that since 1947, while we have used our military power for political and military gain in a long list of countries, in no instance has democratic government come about as a direct result. In some important cases, on the other hand, democracy has developed in opposition to our interference. For example, after the collapse of the regime of the CIA-installed Greek colonels in 1974, after the demise of the U.S.-supported fascist dictatorships in Portugal in 1974 and Spain in 1975, after the overthrow of Ferdinand Marcos in the Philippines in 1986, after the ouster of General Chun Doo-hwan in South Korea in 1987, and after the ending of 38 years of martial law on the island of Taiwan in the same year. The United States holds the unenviable record of having helped install and then supported such dictators as the Shah of Iran, General Suharto in Indonesia, Fulgencio Batista in Cuba, Anastasio Somoza in Nicaragua, Augusto Pinochet in Chile, and Sese Seko Mobutu in Congo Zaire, not to mention the series of American-backed militarists in South Vietnam and Cambodia until we were finally expelled from Indochina. In addition, for decades we ran one of the most extensive international terrorist operations in history against Cuba and Nicaragua because their struggles for national independence produced outcomes that we did not like. The unintended result of this record of militarism is the contemporary Leviathan that dominates Washington, threatening our nation with bankruptcy, turning many of the organs of our free press into Pravda-like mouthpieces, and disgracing the nation by allowing our young men and women to torture prisoners picked up on various battlefields or even snatched from city streets in allied countries.